from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know, maybe this little tiny stretch of fairly competent play will help Jack Sawinski become more attractive to some other team. I see Steven Nesbitt in The Athletic. They want a candidate for every team who could be moving on, and he said Sawinski. Plays center field, has huge power, says Nesbitt, and a great eye, but the Pirates are running out of reps for a 206 career hitter with a 30% strikeout rate in the majors. I'll say.
How are they running out of reps for him? There's no one to replace him at the moment. That's why we're talking about they have to add.
And then the beauty is when he actually mercifully starts hitting, they pinch hit for him. I love this. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to get to Rob Long out of Baltimore. This is the guy. He's great,
yeah, he's great,
by the way. Had a little bit of a, I wouldn't say feud, but he was not complimentary of Patrick Queen, and Patrick Queen took note of that. So we have to ask Rob about that and all things Ravens as we talk about the defending division champs going into training camp here. That's top of the hour. But first, you and your anger, 412-928-9370.
Justin in Columbus.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Joe, I'm glad that you brought up Shelton's inability to manage and his pinch hitting decisions, but I wanted to talk about something that also happened in the ninth inning last night. When Burleson was coming to the plate, I immediately texted a couple of my buddies who are baseball coaches throughout the country, and it's like, why didn't they just put him on? Why don't they put him on, try and set up a double play with Contreras on deck? At that point in the game, I'd rather take my chances with the right-handed hitter who's a catcher who could easily ground into a double play. Especially when they're not going to score a run in the ninth inning off of Helsley to tie the game with that point in the lineup anyway. So who cares if he hits a gap shot to make it 3-1 as opposed to 2-1?
You're right. You're right. Yeah, that's a great point. Plus, Contreras had already struck out twice. So
yeah,
I think that would have absolutely been the way to go.
It made no sense to me. And then also you mentioned bringing in Chapman. He didn't even have him warming up in the pen, which just also was mind-boggling to me. I'm just, yes, the offense is a problem, but, you know, Shelton and his decisions, they make me scratch my head sometimes.
They certainly did last night, and I appreciate the call. He's right. Burleson actually had good at-bats last night. Like, he was getting his bat on the ball. He didn't strike out. First base was open. shame on me for not thinking of that limits, but this guy is 100% right.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Burleson has killed the Pirates this year, and he's having probably the best bat for the Cardinals right now this season. I mean, he's been incredible.
Poor Goldschmidt last night. My God, did Skeens torture him?
Yeah, he's done. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that, but last night he was.
Well, he's a shell of what he used to be.
Yeah.
Which is obviously an MVP type of candidate.
Right, but he looked like Mickey Mantle in the Pirates lineup. He has 14 home runs, right?
Yeah. I would rather have him at first base than Rowdy Tellez, so I guess not completely washed, I should say.
I mean, I still think he might get going, too. Just last year, he had an 810 OPS and 25 homers. Give him a little time, but you're right. He's definitely declined. There's no question about that. But that guy was right. Good for that caller. Let's see if this one can match him.
Yeah, and it puts the double play in order, which the Pirates knew all about yesterday. Mike in Greensburg.
Hey, Mike.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You there? I hear nothing from Mike. Sounds like his line is completely dead, Folsy.
Oh, Mike. Well, here's another Mike. Mike is in Uniontown.
You're not Folsy. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, good morning. I'm on the road, so I hope I don't lose you.
You're good.
Okay. You know, I think management and ownership especially, they're not going to take a chance. Ever since that Chris Archer deal went south, I think they're gun-shy now. But I think what needs to happen is guys like McCutchen and Reynolds and Keller, the veterans on this team, have to go to management and say, hey, we got some potential here. Do something. Why don't they speak up?
Well, who knows if they have, or who knows if that would do any good? I don't know if they have. You know? Is he gone or still there?
He's gone.
Why did you cut him off, City Limit?
He got cut off.
Oh, he got cut off. Okay. You know, they can go to them and say, yeah, we should make some moves here. Does that do any good? Everyone in the world knows that this is what they need to do, and maybe the only blessing from last night is they hit rock bottom with the whole baseball world watching. Next.
Finally, here's Paul in Westmoreland.
What's up, Paul?
Well, I get to talk to the illustrious Mr. Starkey. Your better half is missing. The number one show on 93.7 The Fan. Tony, eat your heart out, because this is the best show, Starkey and Zeiss, by all. Nobody else even comes close. Let's get on with it, Joe.
Let's get on with it, yes.
Shelton is the manager in this team. If Grandal holds on to that ball against the guy that doubled down the left field line, that's strike three, and we're not having this conversation. And who gives a rat's ass if Vart catches a night game into a day game? These guys are a bunch of candy-ass guys. They got to start playing. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares if they play back-to-back games? I want winners, not sinners. Have a good day to the number one show on the fan.
Limits, I think. IT, let's go with that.
Let's go, Paul!
That was unbelievable. That was absolutely incredible. I have nothing to add to that.
Paul is great. Paul calls all the time. He wants to play golf with you.
We're going
to
play that. I don't know. He sounds borderline frightening, but I like him. Clip that, and at the end of every single segment, we're going to play that little mini rant at the end. He wants winners, not sinners. This is incredible.
The number one show on the station. How about it? Big fan.
Wow. That was amazing. All right.
We got one more call if you want it.
No,
that was
don't.
The topper. That was too good. We also have the general.
Following that guy would be like following Hendrix at Woodstock. I would feel horrible for whoever's up next. I don't think we should do that. You? In fact, I think you should clip that right now and replay it to end this segment. Just the little last rant there.
I would love to.
Can you do that? Well, I tease ahead and take care of some things here. One of which is the weather sunny in 86, but it's a great day to schedule a heart screening with the experts at UPMC. I'm not sure why the word but is in there. I don't understand that. The weather is sunny in 86, and it's a great day to schedule a heart screening with the experts at UPMC. It really is. I mean, it literally saves lives, and it's so easy to do, and they're so good at what they do. I did this a couple years ago. There's no reason not to. So yes, really any day is a great day to schedule a heart screening with the folks at UPMC. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear Starkey's Card of the Week. It's coming up momentarily here from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And of course, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 86 today with sunny skies. Let's go to the general. General Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's Starkey's Card of the Week. Your chance to win that card comes from going to our website, 93.7thefan.com, and our contesting page right around noon Wednesday through Friday. I'm going to guess Paul Skeens yet again. Limitless Wonder, who do you have?
It can't be Paul Skeens every single week,
yes,
can it,
can.
Joe?
It's Paul Skeens every single start.
Yeah, let's go with Paul Skeens again.
No, you're going with Russell Wilson.
No, I'm going with Justin Fields.
I'll go with Russell Wilson. General?
Mr. Starkey, good morning. Or is it the illustrious Mr. Starkey,
I guess,
according to Paul?
Yeah, after that call.
That sounds like a new moniker we should go with. Good guesses from both of you, but we're going with the other unicorn. How about O'Neal Cruz?
I like it.
Spectacular weekend. We could use a little offense today. I got a Trinity 2022 O'Neal Cruz autograph. It's a certified autograph card. He only signed 99 of them. And it's a very sought-after card. Prior to the emergence of Paul Skeens, Cruz was the number one sought-after card. Now, I do have to say, we could do Skeens week after week because he's certainly not any less sought than he was in the past. I do want to make one clarification.
Yeah.
Normally, by this time of the year, it would certainly be a Steeler. So the good news, among all of our fretting about the Pirates, the good news is there's still passion and venom about bad performances. By now, we're usually talking about who's going to be the backup punter. So the fact that we're still deep into Pirate talk is certainly a good thing.
I agree. I just made that point myself, is people are heavily invested emotionally in the Pirates, and it's up to the Pirates to keep it that way as Steeler camp moves along. Thank you, General. You're a wonderful man.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, General.
Thanks. Take care.
All right. O'Neal Cruz card, your chance to win it at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.